Cheers, guys. Welcome to AdVice, where we drink whiskey and talk advertising. Today, we're going to talk about growth marketing. So there's a lot of agencies out there talking about growth marketing, performance marketing. What is it? Dave, we'll start with you. What is growth marketing to you?
Marketing focused on tangible improvements to traffic, sales, leads.
Yeah. So if I'm an advertiser and I'm trying to explain this to a business owner, Aiden, how would you describe growth marketing? What makes it different than traditional marketing?
Yeah, I would say tactics that can be directly measured by revenue or profit, one of the two, right? Whatever's closest to making you money.
Yeah, I like that. So my problem, because a lot of times I'm in, you know, I'm getting called into the sales situations and the prospects are telling me, or they're telling me without telling me, right, that, you know, they hear what I'm saying, but they don't, well, they don't believe it. A lot of agencies out there that are touting these same things. We're data-driven and we're performance-oriented. Like, what really separates a true growth marketing agency from just a marketing agency that has really good intentions on your growth?
Setting goals and being able to measure performance against that goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it comes down to. And a lot of clients, the issue is that they don't have growth goals. So it's hard for them to understand the context of growth.
Yeah.
You need to have an actual milestone that you're trying to achieve that you can measure against. Before that, you're just going to be going in every direction. And that's mm-hmm. the problem with a lot of other agencies. When they say data-driven, that doesn't mean it's actually driving in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Or there's just no reporting in general.
I think that extends way beyond just agencies. That's most companies. They just they know they want to grow. They don't know by how much. They don't know how they want to do it. They just know they want more money in the bank,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. But I think when you're working with a growth agency, I think that's the most important thing that you do is you define those objectives up front. Yeah, 100%. Aiden, how would you recommend to let's say other agencies out there, other marketing consultants out there that want to do this for a client, right? Like helping them out. Like what's the first step?
Set a baseline. You got to know where you're starting. Especially if you're saying your growth, you have to know how much you're growing the business by. A lot of people don't do that. They skip over that. They just go straight into the work. Mm-hmm. But knowing where you start and then showing that, like maybe 6 months down the line, this is where you were. This is where you are now after we've done this work.
I'd say before the first part, yeah, mm-hmm. setting the baseline is first step for sure. And that sets you up for the second part, which is make sure you are actually measuring the pieces you want to track. And then make sure that the goals you set are actually measurable.
Yeah.
Good call.
I see that a lot of times where the metrics that are being reported on every month don't line up with those growth goals.
Yeah.
So, we had a client the other day and we were going over, it was like a 6 month review and we're going over, you know, data and they're looking at traffic. Traffic. Everything's measured by traffic. And that's internally, that's what they've done forever. But, you know, to me, I don't care about traffic, you know, especially if I'm a marketing consultant or an agency that's been hired to grow your company. I might be looking at conversions, but it's really not even about conversions. It's about actual newly acquired clients and revenue and sales.
Mm-hmm.
If traffic decreases and sales increase, me as a growth marketer, I'm okay with that. But there's, mm-hmm. you know, brand marketers might not be, right? So it just depends on the goals for the company. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, I block those into the soft stats.
Mm-hmm.
So impressions, clicks, traffic. Those are all soft stats. They can be important as long as your conversion rate and revenue goals are in a good place. But yeah, don't use them to evaluate issues in those important goals, but don't use them as a goal.
Mm-hmm. So what are the most important metrics to measure then? Like how are we really defining success as a growth marketing agency?
Mm-hmm.
Sales or lead volume, conversion rate. Pretty much the two you need.
Mm-hmm.
that alone will tell you if your conversion rate is great, but your sales are low, you have a volume issue on the traffic side. If your sales are great, but your conversion rate is low, you have a quality issue on your traffic side. But if you don't have those two stats, you won't be able to diagnose or put into context any of the other stats.
Yeah. Aiden, you do a lot of work with CRMs, working with the operations side of sales. Mm-hmm. How do you know as an agency, or I guess what's the magic, I guess, moment where you realize that the marketing is doing well and it's a sales issue, or, you know, vice versa, where the marketing needs to do a little bit better job and the sales is doing well?
Yeah. When you have someone internally scoring the leads, if you have a ton of leads come in and they're all incredible quality, and then you see kind of that sales pipeline start but not go all the way through, or you see multiple kind of, what do they call that, like roadblocks in the way of multiple leads, then that's kind of clearly where there's a sales issue. I think it just depends on the quality of the lead. Like if you see good quality leads coming in but not quality or the same number of conversions coming out with some drop off, right? Then there's definitely a sales issue.
Yeah, you're always going to have a natural amount of attrition that's part of the funnel. How do you have that conversation with clients? It's tough, right? You've got to tell them that, hey, there's a good amount of leads coming through, and I'm not seeing a lot of these leads convert all the way. They're getting into the process. Mm-hmm. They're not getting to the end. How do you have that conversation with your clients?
Yeah. You got to show them the symptoms, right? You have to show them that, oh, we have a good number of people filling out this form on this page from this ad. And these are quality leads, and give like that build up and then say, they're getting here in the process. What's stopping them? Let them give you the answer. You know, just give them the information around it.
Yeah. I like getting down to brass tacks. Like if they really aren't hearing you on that, start picking out those top quality leads that they've told you. These are good quality leads, and straight up ask them, like, why didn't they turn into a sale then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely a tough conversation to have, but necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's necessary sometimes too. If let's say, you know, the client's company has hired the agency and ultimately somebody owns that company. A lot of times they're the person writing the check, right? Mm-hmm. The CEO or the owner, managing partners. And I think just ethically for them, sometimes it's important to call out issues. It might be operations. It may be sales. Obviously, being accountable when it's on the marketing and advertising side, but I think being accountable to those people who ultimately employ us as an agency is important. Sometimes you got to navigate things, and you got to be strategic with how you do that. And anytime you're delivering tough news, it's hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we don't do that, then you're never going to see the return on investment that you could. And I think that's one thing that uniquely that we do that's different is that we take this further than just the advertising. We don't stop when somebody fills out a form. We're looking at the CRM. We're looking at the data. We're looking at the close rates and the different stages and the progression, especially if the client has a good CRM.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to have those tough conversations.
Yeah, and that's what it should be, is a conversation. Mm-hmm. Because your marketing team or your agency should be partnering with you and your sales team. So if you go into it with antagonistic approach, it's not going to produce a really favorable result. Go into it as a conversation. Figure out together where your lead volume issues are or lead quality issues are. But have that conversation regularly and early.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that the audiences are correct. You know, there's a lot of subtleties in how targeting happens. So make sure that that all lines up with what your sales team. Make sure that what your sales team is saying lines up with what the ads are saying. So
yeah. I'm going to come to the rescue because I've got a sales background. So I'm going to come to the rescue of the sales team. In a lot of cases, if you just sit with the sales team and the sales leader, you will get the feedback that you're looking for. And I think a lot of agencies, you know, they know how to drive the leads, but the messaging is not coherent and consistent with what the sales team's saying. And so they're getting leads, you know, either the leads aren't properly educated or you know, they're interested, but, you know, we haven't done a good job of coaching the sales team. You know, here's what the lead has seen prior to filling out that form or making the phone call. And if you just sit with them and listen, a lot of times they help with targeting, they help with messaging, and then getting everything in lockstep. that's going to lead to smoother transitions, even though it's a, you know, Glengarry, Glenn Ross situation, right, all the time. But sales doesn't like marketing, marketing sales. Marketing needs to talk to the sales team as well.
Mm-hmm.
And an agency especially, I think as an industry, we're guilty of not doing that, not reaching across the aisle and saying, you know, let's sit with your sales team for a day, listen to the pitch, listen to the inbound leads coming through, the phone call conversations, right?
100%. I would say more often than not, that's what a company suffers from, is siloing those departments. There was an in-house job that I had years ago, and the sales team had their room, the marketing team had their room, and the first thing I did when I came in is I went and put my desk right next to the sales team.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up so much just from listening to them talk day to day that it was a lot easier to figure out where our messaging was off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes the pipeline so much smoother when your marketing aligns with what your salespeople are saying.
Yeah. Sales is under-celebrated sometimes and over-celebrated sometimes, right? When that big sale comes through, they're the hero. It's never marketing.
Yeah.
But it's also extremely difficult to wake up, get to work, cold call, cold email, prospect, take people out to lunch, have these great conversations, win folks over, explain the value of your company and your service just day in, day out. It's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for a long time. It's a real grind. So I think marketing has got to respect that grind a little bit and understand that, hey, we get to sit and make pretty pictures and type on the computer, but we're not having to make 200 dials a day.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's 50 dials a day, it's not easy. And whether it's a territory sales rep that's out in the field or it's an inside sales rep that's on the phone all day, sales unanimously is known as a grind.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to respect that a little bit and maybe take a little bit of the flack and understand that, you know, they're in the trenches. So
yeah.
Somebody else that's unsung is operations. And we're talking about growth marketing. How does operations influence our success or failure from a growth marketing standpoint?
That's a good question. I would say the first thing that comes to mind is bandwidth, knowing like how the operations is delineating like those leads. And once someone becomes a conversion, how much can someone or some company take on, you mm-hmm. know, which I kind of see as an operations issue.
Yeah.
The biggest one for me is that handoff from sales to operation. That is such a missed opportunity for so many companies, and they fumble the ball so hard usually right around then.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing sees that in return and reviews. So that's where we're seeing it and saying, okay, this whole plan is not working. We got to get all on the same page, hand off smoothly, and operations has got to be able to pick it up. But yeah, that's all things you need to think through and plan out and test.
Yeah, that's interesting. I see it a lot more from a systems standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. So getting data. And this is where, Dave, you're really super strong is, okay, if marketing's driving leads and sales is closing the leads, but then we don't have the data that's somehow getting back into the marketing systems, advertising platforms, and informing decisions, then, right, we're never going to be, either one of us, sales or marketing, is not going to operate like we need to. So as simple as letting the sales team know that there's certain industries that have a higher close rate that we need to mm-hmm. pursue, and that extends to marketing if we're doing the targeting and kind of filling up that top of funnel. So
That reminds me, like when it comes back to the CRMs,
yeah,
like making sure that you have standard practices in place for the CRM, that's how a lot of that data gets tracked back to the marketing team. That's how you can start visualizing like really where the breakdowns are.
Yeah. And I feel like we're those three areas, and I've always in my whole career kind of worked in between those three areas. We're constantly at odds because operations wants to have all the data, right? They want to have all those fields, and marketing wants all the data and they want to have all those fields. But when you're a sales rep and you've got to fill out 47 fields just to put in a new mm-hmm. record into the CRM, right? It slows you down. Mm-hmm. So there's a balance, and sales needs to be able to move fast. Operations needs the data. Marketing needs the data. And I feel like sometimes we gang up on sales because marketing and operations are both, you know, you got two voices in that conversation in a boardroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's interesting, but I feel like when it's working in lockstep, again, all three, that's when you really get the best effect. That's when you see the growth.
Yeah, and marketing will get some of that flack too. If you don't have standard naming schemes in place,
mm-hmm.
they start going into the CRM and they're all over the place, so there's no data at all. then they're going to come back to that marketing team and be like, where they even come from? What's their interest? You know, you put your sales team on the back foot already.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So last bit of advice. We've got a marketing consultant early in their career, agency that wants to really get into growth marketing. What is the number one thing that you can start today? What's the number one thing that you can start doing differently if you want to get into growth marketing versus the traditional marketing route?
Dig deeper on data.
Mm-hmm.
You can always improve data. No one's got it perfect.
That's what I was going to say.
Good. We're in agreement.
Yeah, great minds think alike.
Good pick.
All right. Well, guys, cheers. Appreciate you today.
Yeah.
As always, thank you for tuning in. And hit that like button, share, comment, follow, all that good stuff. Appreciate you. Thank you.